finance and economics.
Free exchange. Confessions of a spiritual opium eater. How bad are video games for your grades and wages? Chinese students provide an answer.
Arriving on the magical continent of Teyvat, you and your twin are attacked and separated by an unwelcoming god. When you regain consciousness, you set off in search of your lost sibling, exploring seven beguiling worlds, one of which resembles a Chinese national park. Along the way, you team up with other heroes, blessed with elemental powers. One can cross lakes by freezing the water beneath his feet. Another can float on air currents of his own creation. Together, your travelling party must fight monsters, solve puzzles, and plunder treasure chests. Released in September 2020 by a Chinese developer, the online game Genshin Impact became a big hit. A year after its release, it was attracting more than 13 million monthly users in China and more than 50 million worldwide. The success of this homegrown creation and others like it was not, however, a source of great pride for China's government. It worries that gaming addiction poses a threat to teenagers. In 2021, a state-run newspaper complained that online games were contributing to myopia, bad grades, and alienation. They are often described as spiritual opium, it said. In 2019, China's government limited children under 18 to an hour and a half of online game time a day during the school week. In 2021, it went further, permitting only 3 hours a week. The limits were part of a crackdown on consumer tech firms that horrified entrepreneurs and investors. Still, parents around the world will be keen to know whether they did any good. Those curious will find some clues in a remarkable new study by Panla Jha Barwick and Chao Fu of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, as well as Siyu Chun of Jinan University and Tong Li of Sun Yat-sen University. It sheds light on the impact of gaming and other mobile phone habits on the grades, well-being and job market success of Chinese students. To tease out such effects, the researchers make use of the government's imposition of time limits and the arrival of Genshin Impact. They show that mobile phone apps are contagious. Students will use their phone more if roommates do. The study also demonstrates some digital harm grades suffer, along with the graduates' initial job offers. What sets the study apart is the data. The authors have access to the university records of thousands of undergraduates who enrolled to a mid-tier university in an unnamed southern province from 2018 to 2020. More remarkable, they also have access to mobile phone records, calls made, apps used, locations visited, for millions of subscribers. Because customers provide their national identity number when they register for a phone, the researchers can match the university records of 6,430 students to their phone data. By looking at their calls, they can map out their friendship networks, even before they arrived at university. And by consulting course schedules and class locations, they are also able to chart where students were meant to be each hour of the week. The data provide a detailed portrait of undergraduate life. Students spend 93 hours a month on mobile phone apps, including 12 hours on games. But these averages mask wide variation. A third of the students use their phones at least 210 hours a month, equivalent to 7 hours a day, and a third spend 30 hours a month on games. After the arrival of Genshin Impact, the average student arrived at their study hall 18 minutes later and returned to the dorm 25 minutes earlier, according to the data from their phones. Those treasure chests were not going to open themselves. Gaming can be a way to retreat from the people around you, yet the scholars show that app use is social. Extroverted students use games more than their less outgoing peers. Students who report more game time also report better relationships with roommates. Phone habits spread. A student's use of apps is correlated with their roommate's use, and this correlation seems to reflect causation. How else to explain why a student's use of apps in college correlates with even their roommate's pre-college use? One difficulty in capturing the effects of phone habits is reverse causality. Students doing badly at school may seek escapist comfort. In addition, an independent source of stress such as homesickness or loneliness might simultaneously hurt a student's grades and glue them to their phone, without the phone itself harming their grades. The researchers therefore exploit two factors that affected phone use but not grades. One was the appearance of Genshin Impact, the other was the government's curbs on gaming. These limits affected only a few of the students directly. 92% of them were already 18 when the rules began, but the regulation did affect their underage friends. And since gaming is contagious, a reduction in their friends' usage curtailed their own. The findings are best conveyed by imagining two nearly identical students, one of whom spends twice as much time gaming as the other. The gamer's grades on a scale from 0 to 100 would be 0.8 points lower. Because averages are clustered in Chinese universities, that would reduce their class ranking by 10 percentile points. Now imagine two identical students with contrasting roommates. One set spend twice as much time on gaming apps as the other set. That would lower a student's grade average by 0.4 points, partly because it would encourage the student to spend a bit more time gaming as well, reducing their rank by 5 percentile points. What if gaming limits were extended to undergraduates? The authors estimate it would cut a student's monthly game time from 12 hours to under 8, partly because friends and roommates would also play less. The restraint would raise their grades and lift their wages after graduation by 0.9% or 48 yuan, that's $6.80, a month. Games like Genshin Impact, which are free to play, exact a real cost. For some spiritual opium eaters, intent on discovering other kinds of treasure, even lost wages may seem a small sacrifice.